Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That is 1-888-924-8924, or click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. You can find out there about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago. And I'm proud to say the tickets are now on sale for Carl Castle's last show before he becomes our scorekeeper emeritus. That show is May 15th at the Warner Theater in Washington, D.C.
Nice.
Be there. It will be unforgettable. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Stephen from Brooklyn.
Hey, Stephen from Brooklyn. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm okay.
Are you terribly hip, Stephen? I understand Brooklyn is...
Yeah.
You know what's interesting? So what do you do in Brooklyn?
I'm an attorney.
You know, you could have said that right off and we would have skipped the whole hip thing. Stephen, welcome to the show. Carl Castle will now perform for you three news-related limericks. Three, I say, with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a winner. Here is your first limerick.
This powdered puff cheese fan says, neato, the open back smell is a treat-o. My brand new perfume inhabits the room. And everything smells like a...
Cheeto?
Yes, a Cheeto! Like Britney and Paris Hilton before it, the It Snack Cheetos has unveiled its own signature perfume called Cheeto. The E-A-U at the end, Cheeto, seriously.
Sorry, that's just stupid.
The perfume boasts, and I quote from the press release, buttery notes and accents of cheddar, unquote.
Oh.
Cheetos perfume, when you don't have time to just spill a bag of Cheetos on yourself. Hey, beautiful, is that Cheetos perfume you're wearing? No, I'm just gross. Here is your next limerick, Stephen.
Rat lawyers complain at The Hague. Your evidence always was vague. The source of black death was your own bad breath. We rats can't be blamed for the...
plague.
Yes, the plague, the black plague. Very good. For centuries, we've been blaming rats for spreading the plague in the Middle Ages, but a new study suggests that the plague germ must have been airborne to spread as quickly as it did. So that means that rats' reputations have been unfairly ruined for centuries. Imagine what we would think of rats if it weren't for this slander. Like, rats, that's fantastic. You dirty rat, you're the best.
It's good to see someone working, with historic significance to bring the reputation of the rat back. Yeah, I think that's good.
I think so. All right, Stephen, here is your last limerick.
We hope to see creatures evolving so we can both talk about golfing. So far they just squeak about foods we both eat. But soon I can talk to a...
dolphin?
Yes! Scientists at the Wild Dolphin Project are trying to teach dolphins to speak. They want to teach them to use their clicks and squeaks to indicate 8 different English words, including seaweed, wave, fish... and twerk. And they announced a breakthrough this week. They recorded a dolphin talking to another dolphin using the clicks for seaweed. What scientists don't know is that squeak for seaweed is just about identical to the dolphin language for just whack a ball around from time to time for these idiots and they'll keep giving us fish.
The rhyme scheme there.
Yes, well.
Pretty much dolphin or go home.
Carl, how did Stephen do in this quiz?
Stephen had 3 correct answers, Peter, so he's a winner.
Well done, Stephen. And the pride of Brooklyn. Thanks so much for playing.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
They call him Flipper.